You are listening to episode 133 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 133. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader. In this episode, I continue with part four of the Learning Those Soft Skills series. Yes, this is the fourth of a 12-part series on soft skills. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the soft skill of teamwork. That's right. What is teamwork? Teamwork is the combined action of a group of people, especially when effective and efficient. Teamwork, that's a group of people getting together. It's a crucial part of business. It's often necessary for a colleague to work well for colleagues to work well together, trying their best in any circumstance. Teamwork means that people will try to cooperate using their individual skills and providing constructive feedback despite any personal conflict between the members of the team, of the group. That's awesome. That comes from the businessdirectory.com. That's a great definition. And we need it. We need it because every company, every organization is a team. Then there's sub-teams and so on. It's a team. The United States Army is one huge team. It's the biggest team in the world. And then we have smaller teams. Then we have divisions. We have brigades. We have battalions. We have companies. We have platoons. We have squads. So it goes down in manpower. But we have teams within and manpower, man, and size and operations and what they do. But there is a team structure. Every member has to pull their own weight. Every member has to be participant. Every member has to have the willingness to succeed. Because we've heard this before, no matter what happens, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and you're only as fast as your slowest person. So remember that. Remember that. Don't think that, oh, well, everybody on the team moves at 100 miles an hour. Yes, but this one member has to, by default, for some reason, they're doing something and their job calls for them to move at 50 miles an hour. You're only going to move at 50 miles an hour. So remember that a team has to work together as a tight, cohesive, solid one unit with a common goal. And Monster.com, I refer back to them on their career soft skills you need article. Teamwork, why do you need it? A company's success is rarely dependent on one person doing something all by him or herself. Success is the result of many people working towards that common goal. And when employees can synthesize their varied talents, everyone wins. Having friends at work can also boost your job satisfaction. And that's according to a Gallup poll. So that means that when you start liking the people you work with, you become friends with them, it increases job satisfaction. Why do employers look for it? Again, Monster states employers look to team players to help build a friendly office culture, which helps retain employees and in turn attracts top talent. Furthermore, being able to collaborate well with your coworkers strengthens the quality of your work. Monster asks in the article how to gain it. The answer, to generate goodwill, lend a hand when you see a coworker in need. Another way to build rapport is to cover for a colleague while she's on vacation, says business etiquette and career coach Karen Litzinger. That's a great idea. You step up when somebody's going to be out. Oh, don't worry, I'll take your calls. Don't worry, I'll handle your messages. Don't worry, I'll check in on whoever you need to check in on, your clients or stakeholders. But you're available to do that, and that's a good thing. The top resume.com website talks about teamwork. Teamwork isn't about your part on an intramural soccer team. It means that you have the ability to work with others in a professional manner. It can be harder than it seems for those who believe that they know how to do the job and don't have the faith in others to do their part. They can create tension in the office and hurt overall efficiency. Learning to trust others, work together, give and accept ideas is a difficult skill to master, but if you can, you will be well ahead of the game. So show off your examples of soft skills and teamwork by displaying your ability to work with team members in your resume and highlighting it during your interview. Show enthusiasm for accepting coworkers' ideas and maximizing your team's efficiency by using each person's strength. There it is, folks. Again, you work with others. You have to communicate with them. You have to get to know them. And once you get to know them, you start trusting them. And once you have that trust, you can start mastering that soft skill of teamwork. But again, in the military, it's called basic training. For 13 weeks, everybody's together. Everybody's stripped of their outside civilian life, and they're all molded together into, they all learn how to work together as a team. They sink or swim as a team. And they succeed as a team. And they finally graduate. Now they get sent off. The team breaks up, and now they get sent off all over the world, and they become members of other teams. Other teams that now know what to expect from those individuals when they first arrive. Because they know what they've been taught. They know what they've been trained to do. Now, they got to now learn how to work with this new team. But that doesn't take the 13 weeks. I know when I arrived at each of my new duty stations when I was in the military, when I was in the Army, it took me just a couple of weeks to figure it all out. And once I was in, I was in. I was in. And I saw that happen to countless of other replacements that came in, to new individuals that moved in, replacing old individuals. And not once did I hear, oh, well, so-and-so did it the way. Well, who's so-and-so? The guy you replaced. No, because we all knew we were constantly evolving. We were constantly moving forward. We didn't have time to say, oh, well, you need to learn it the way the old guy did it, so now you can make it your own. No, everybody had to make it their own right from the very beginning. But knowing that they were members of the team, that everybody would help, everybody would step in, and everybody would pick up the slack when it was necessary to pick up the slack for that individual. They didn't do it all the time. Eventually, that individual had to fly on his own, had to be an active participating member of the team. So acting as a team player, that's essential. It's non-negotiable. So be cooperative. Display strong leadership skills when necessary, and display strong follower skills when necessary. You don't always have to be the leader. Maybe somebody else who's been there just a little bit longer can kind of help teach you. Let them be the leader for a while. Who knows, maybe even sometimes the brand new individual, let them be the leader for a while, just to see what they're made of, just to see what they bring to the table. Who knows, they might just surprise you. Then again, well, again, who knows, they might just surprise you. So continue working as a team player. Let everybody be an active participant. Everybody brings something to the table, something unique, something that's all their own. No two individuals are the same. And how do you know this? Because you communicated with them. You communicated with them to the point that you've built trust with them. You've built trust with them. Now we have a fully functional, highly maneuverable, highly operational, highly successful team. And why? Because you as a leader set the example of what to be, how to be a team player, and everybody else emulates from that. Folks, you've been listening to episode 133 of the Walking Leader podcast, part 4 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series. And I do invite you to email me if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. Email me, dave@davegera.com, or follow me on Twitter @DaveGera, all one word, the little @ DaveGera, all one word, or follow me on Facebook @facebook.com/TheDavidGera, again, TheDavidGera, all one word. And I look forward to seeing you there. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know what you think of these episodes. Let me know what you think of the soft skills. And we can learn from each other and grow from there. So listen, I thank you for listening to episode 133. Join me next week as I talk about problem solving as a soft skill.